Today on Annenberg Radio News.
Because we're fired up, we can't take it no more. We're fired up, we can't take it no more.
Special coverage of statewide protest over education cutbacks. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, March 4, 2010. I'm Heather Hope. Our broadcast will focus on the wave of rallies against public education budget cuts that hit California today. Billions of cutbacks at every level of education sparked what protesters are calling a National Day of Action. We're bringing you perspectives from K-12 students whose schools have faced layoffs and budget cuts. We'll also be talking to Cal State and UC students and hear how they're dealing with the fee increases in canceled classes. We'll first go to Richie Duchon, who's standing by live at Pershing Square in downtown L.A. Richie, what are you seeing down there? Okay, we'll have to get back with Richie from downtown LA. We'll get with him. But now for students and faculty at almost all the 23 Cal State universities gathered today to protest budget cuts to education. Amanda Herman talked to students at Cal State Los Angeles about how they were being affected.
Make some noise if you're tired of these budget cuts!
Dozens of students gathered at Cal State Los Angeles today, wielding signs and demanding the government reconsider the $283 million budget cut to education. Jose, who did not want to give his last name, is a fifth-year theater student.
I really think that people should start taking more action and not just ignoring things, because if they start ignoring, it won't go away.
This statewide day of action hopes to draw attention to the severe budget cuts affecting all of the Cal States. As public universities, they have been forced to cancel classes, order furloughs, and increase student fees. The Cal State system usually enrolls 450,000 students, but incoming student enrollment for this year has been cut by 10,000.
And so we're being punished by, you know, the budget cuts. Like, I applied on time, I got my classes, and then they were canceled, so I had to pay.
That's Mabel. She is working towards her master's degree in political science. She says the packed classrooms and limited choice of classes are not worth the increased tuition rates.
The quality of education is suffering, and the professors are suffering, and the students are suffering, and nobody seems to care.
Students and faculty members are showing a united front against the cuts. Even the campus security officials monitoring the rally are being forced to take furlough days. Until changes in the budget are made, students say they do not plan on giving up the fight. Joan Onaragosa is a third-year social work student.
March 4th is not going to be the solution to the budget cuts. It's going to be the start to what, as a nation, we can create an awareness to the government of what and how we're being affected as students.
Cal State LA students continue their protests all across campus, some planning to march to the governor's office in downtown Los Angeles. This is Amanda Herman, Annenberg Radio News.
Okay, and now we're going to go back to Pershing Square, and let's hear from Richie Duchon. Richie.
Heather.
So tell me what's going on out there. What's the feeling?
Heather, this rally is just revving up. There's, I'd say, a good 500 to 1,000 people, and literally they have just started marching. They're marching from Pershing Square in downtown L.A. to the state building over just a couple blocks away. There are people from all different groups represented here, students, teachers, college faculty. Everybody's represented here. Everybody's revved up, and they're talking about cuts to education.
Wow, so what more kind of a message are you getting from the people out there?
Well, basically everybody's saying the same thing as they're saying at rallies around the state today, which is that schools K all the way up through college cannot afford more budget cuts to education. I spoke with a woman named Kathy Hurd. She's been a librarian at a school in Anaheim for 11 years. She said her school is seeing $9 million worth of cuts. It's pitting teachers against classified staff like librarians and custodians, and it's making for a toxic environment, frankly, she says. And she said it's just they can't bear anymore.
Wow, and you said there are a lot of people out there. What's the feel about the numbers?
You know, it's hard to say. I think that there's at least a good 500 people out here right now, and they're sort of split up into two groups. The second group is coming right now, and everybody is sort of in good spirits, but definitely, you know, concerned. Everybody is very concerned about the state of their schools, their education, and that's why everybody's out here marching today. They want to send a message to Sacramento.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Richie.
Thank you, Heather.
Students at UCLA presented a letter to the chancellor demanding that the university reduce fees, revise standards for admissions, and rescind employee furloughs and layoffs. Charisse Delgadillo was on the Westwood campus earlier today to get the mood of the protesters.
Today, we are here gathered to push back against the furloughs, against the fee increases, against the layoffs, against the wage decreases, against dirty anti-union.
Hundreds of students rallied at UCLA today as part of the National Day of Action to defend public education. Protesters staged a walkout, marching and chanting throughout the campus. Undocumented students are some of the most vulnerable because they don't receive financial aid. Dave is an undocumented student struggling to pay tuition.
And it makes it difficult. I have to commute, work to pay my tuition out of pocket, and I don't know if I'm going to afford next quarter, so I'm very upset that they're trying to get rid of my education.
Eduardo Lopez is the coordinator of Masters in Urban Teaching Program, which trains teachers to work in low-income neighborhoods.
So it's difficult because our program is shrinking. Because teachers are seeing that they're not going to have a job once they get their credential.
Protesters at UCLA will link up with other demonstrators this afternoon protesting the education crisis throughout the state. Charisse Delgadillo, Annenberg Radio News.
And now we'll go back to Pershing Square to Liz Warden, who's standing by with high school students in South Los Angeles. Liz.
Hi, guys. Would one of you guys mind talking with me?
Hey, Liz, can you hear me?
With Annenberg Radio News, it's USC's radio station.
We'll just come on back to Liz. But the California budget crisis has affected every level of education. Experts say closing the statewide education deficit will require fixing more than budgets. Tracy Oppenheimer has more.
It might seem like the education budget crisis is a new thing to California. But Alex Duke of USC's Rossier School for Education says that these setbacks are not that surprising.
This is something that is sort of a structural feature of California politics, sort of the cyclical nature of California's government financing. You go through a boom and then you basically base state revenues and spending on the rosiest financial picture, which inevitably doesn't end up happening.
Duke says that unlike private universities, public schools do not make a lot of money from tuition. This is a problem, especially in today's economy.
In a time of recession, opportunity cost to go back to school is never lower. Your perfect job isn't out there waiting for you.
Funding is mainly dependent on the state, which has cut spending for education $17 billion in the past 2 years alone. When people think of how budget cuts affect students, they think of larger class sizes. But Duke says that it's so much more than that.
When you think about budget cuts in a public institution, that you may have classes that you need to take to graduate on time that aren't going to get offered. There may be some real issues and some real costs, both in terms of money and time, that you have to bear as a student as a consequence of the budget situation.
This problem is affecting every level of education in California, and policymakers and educators alike are scrambling to find the solution.
I'm not sure that there's a solution to this sort of, you know, under a rock that someone just needs to sort of pick up and find.
Like the students rallying today, there is still hope and optimism. USC education professor Kathy Stowe can speak as a parent and a professional.
You know, I think it as tough as it is, as sad as it is, as heartbreaking as it is, I have to believe that a brighter day is coming.
It's unclear how this message will translate into action from the California state legislature, which faces a $20 billion deficit today.
Student activism has always been tradition. I'm not sure that whether or not there's a real impact that they have politically.
If their voices aren't heard today, they'll have a chance to send their message at the polls in November. That's when Californians get to re-elect legislators or look for new blood to go to Sacramento to fix the crisis. Tracy Oppenheimer, Annenberg Radio News.
now for the weather. You might want to get your jacket out because tonight will be a little chilly with lows in the 40s, but we shouldn't see any showers. Friday looks pretty dry too. The sun will be shining in the morning with some clouds throughout the day. But keep your umbrella close this weekend as we'll be expecting a little bit of rain. And later on Annenberg Radio News, we talk to university students around the country whose schools are protesting their state budget cuts, too. When it comes to education in California, many think the state has been in a race to the bottom. And on a day when rallies highlight the dismal state in education in the Golden State, Sacramento got some bad news about its application for Race to the Top federal funds. Ken Vandermeeren reports.
U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan brought disappointing news to California that it had failed to qualify for the first phase of President Obama's Race to the Top stimulus package. It would have provided California with some of the more than $4 billion in the federal fund. Rick Della Torre of the Los Angeles Office of Education says some school districts did not want to follow the stimulus requirements.
The controversy clearly has been the issues that were related to linking teachers' performance to their student test scores.
Not quite half of the school's districts in California supported the state's bid for the Race to the Top money. California State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jack O'Connell issued a statement expressing disappointment. He says he's waiting for federal reviewers to tell the state why its application was not accepted. O'Connell says they will use that information to apply for Phase 2 funding. That application is due June 1st. Ken Vandermeeren, Annenberg Radio News.
While students and faculty are prepared to take to the streets and protest today, the Los Angeles Board of Education met to discuss its budget problems. As Karen Marcus reports, district officials are disappointed that California will not be receiving federal Race to the Top funds.
LAUSD, the largest school district in the nation, was passed over for federal funding. And many on LAUSD's board see the lack of partnership as the reason behind it, says Board Vice President Yoli Flores.
We miss in this state a very critical element that all the other states had, and that's partnership with the union. I mean, our union refused to sign off.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so that's why we lost it.
And not just our union, statewide.
Yes.
Right.
CTA.
You know, we did it to ourselves.
And after laying off more than 5,000 employees earlier this week, this comes as a big blow to the district. LAUSD is still figuring out how to close the over $600 million deficit. Board member Nuri Martinez says politics are getting in the way.
And it's a shame because at the end of the day, it's kids who are we're trying to help. And at the end of the day, it will be a political tug of war.
And they're pulling out all the stops. LAUSD has considered using corporate advertising to bring in money, but tastefully, the board agreed.
So I just want us to be thoughtful and perhaps work with the schools on how we roll this out.
You know, we're not going to have medical marijuana dispensary and advertising on campus, you know, but, it, or, you know, you know what I mean? There are certain things that we're not going to have.
The Corona girl.
Right, exactly.
The board wants to increase the number of furlough days and cut managerial staff. And board member Dr. Richard Vladovic thinks if done right, the cuts won't hurt achievement.
My worry in all of this is there's going to be a lower standard of acceptance when we make these cuts. So I think our vision needs to be, hey, we may be cutting, but we're still demanding excellence and expecting excellence. And that's what because you're hearing from all of the teachers' unions and the administrators' union, well, you know what's going to happen to student achievement. Well, I said my expectation is even higher. We're going to do it differently and we're going to do it better because we're all accountable.
But there might be no other alternatives to the dismay of some board members. Eventually, LAUSD will have to cut services.
I don't want to discuss it in this public meeting now, but in closed session.
The district wants to protect middle and high school students and increase class sizes in the lower grades. Administrator Megan Riley emphasized the need to not cut middle and high school resources.
You know, trying to learn algebra or trying to learn some really difficult skills in a class of 40 is not probably going to make you college prepared or job ready.
LAUSD is hoping a parcel tax will be passed by LA voters in June and fill a $93 million budget gap. Until then, LAUSD will be pinching pennies to make ends meet. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.
California isn't the only state facing an education crisis. States around the country have cut back on public education. In Louisiana, more than $5 million have been slashed for higher education. In Oregon, more than 40,000 teacher jobs were cut. And Arizona faces a tuition hike of more than 30%. We talked to students from these states to hear what they think about what's going on at their schools.
I'm really shocked that they're putting the cost back on students. When you hear the governor talk about the woes of the states, the economic woes of the state. She always mentioned, you know, our prisons have ballooned, our universities have grown, and the amount of uninsured have increased substantially. And, you know, I'm honestly offended that she groups students with criminals and the uninsured. We all pay tuition, we all pay fees. It hasn't been predictable as a result of the state budget cuts. Students coming here freshman year are now paying exorbitant amounts of tuition and surcharges that they never imagined paying when they first entered as a freshman. And now you have sophomores and juniors who are paying much more than they ever anticipated.
My name is Xerxes Wilson. I am a senior staff writer at the Daily Reveille on the campus of Louisiana State University. A Facebook group called Save LSU, which has about 6,200 members, organized a protest today. And it was a bit disappointing for the organizers because only about 20 people showed up. The organizers blamed maybe apathy, lack of knowledge about what's going on. Some blame student government for not being involved. It seemed to be a bit disappointing for the organizers overall.
I'm Virginia Vickery, the news editor at the Daily Vanguard at Portland State University. Today on our park blocks, which are city park blocks in the middle of our campus, it looks like there are about 300 students, many of whom are holding signs against the corporatization of higher education. Right now there's a folk singer on stage speaking about Somalian pirates, but the crowd seems pretty into it, and this is the most people I think we've had on the park blocks for any event all year. Oregon University System is considering possibly restructuring its largest universities to become public corporations, and the student government has taken a stance against that possibility. And so this behind this rally for Oregon is the message: don't turn our schools into public corporations. We want complete public funding and control over our tuition dollars.
And now we'll go back to Pershing Square to Liz Warden, who's standing by to give us an update. Liz, tell me what you see out there. What's going on? What's the message?
I'm live on the scene, and people are already heading down Hill Street towards the mayor's office. I've been talking with students at charter schools and LAUSD schools, and they're all here to support fellow students and their teachers that might be losing their jobs. You know, people are speaking about why the budget cuts affect them personally. A lot of music, a lot of chanting. Yeah, and that's about it. Back to you, Heather.
Thank you, Liz. Now we check in with Alex Goldsmith to see what's happening on Annenberg TV News.
Thanks, Heather. Yeah, you heard about Pershing Square and the protests going on downtown. We'll be live outside of the governor's office with more information on that. Also, we spoke to earthquake experts on campus here to see what USC is doing in case the next big one hits down here in Los Angeles. And in sports, we spoke to volleyball star Murphy Troy about his major and his life as a USC student athlete. All that and more tonight at 6 on Trojan Vision. Back to you, Heather.
Thanks, Alex. Looking forward to the show. For more news, including graphs, video, and audio on today's demonstrations that span the nation, visit our partner sites, Intersections, SouthLA.org, NeonTommy.org, NATVN.org. Well, that's it for this Thursday. We had help today from Camelia Abuada and Chris Foy. Jessica Flores is our producer. Timothy Beckworth and Richard Duchon are our executive producers. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Heather Hope.